8th Annual Ride to Silence the Stigma, July 18th, Golf for Angel raising funds for infant loss. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. An annual ride that raises funds for suicide prevention and awareness makes its return this Sunday. The 8th Annual Ride to Silence the Stigma is held to bring awareness and silence the stigma surrounding suicide.
Our culture around here is one that kind of tends to tell you that if you can't deal with this on your own, you're weak, you know. So people clam up and deal with it on their own. Some folks turn to alcohol or substance abuse, or some of them end up ending their own lives. You're not weak.
Monty Rodacker is with the Midnight Riders Motorcycle Club, the group that has hosted the event the last few years. He says all funds will go towards promotion of the 1-800-273-TALK number, including radio advertisement. Read more online at newsdakota.com. In 2015, Dave and Dr. Mandy Sorley created Advocating for Neonatal Grief and Early Loss Support, or ANGELS. The fund helps families who have experienced the loss of an infant at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. To help support the fund, the Sorleys have teamed up with the JRMC to create the golf event Golf for ANGELS on July 31st. The event will be going into its sixth year in 2021.
It's a tremendous tragedy that nobody wants to go through, and it's definitely heartbreaking. But Dr. Sorley, you know, she delivered so many babies during the course of the year, and many times that's a happy time. But what really struck her and her family is, what do we do? What can we do when these families can't take their child home?
That's JRMC Foundation Director Lisa Jackson. Read more again at newsdakota.com. And the National Weather Service says we're going to have hazy skies over the next couple of days. Here's John Paul Martin of the National Weather Service in Bismarck.
We have some smoke in the middle and upper parts of the atmosphere from some fires that are burning out on the west coast, as you know, parts of California, Washington, Oregon, Idaho. And that smoke is making its way over the Rocky Mountains and into the northern plains.
Martin says the haze will disappear by midweek. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.